value of a good hum. Hello, it's Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 47, for Corporate Worship Matters. The value of a good hum. Do you use humming as part of your church services? Do you ever get your worship leaders, a congregation, to hum while someone reads words or people think and meditate on the words on screen? I think there's some great value in humming from time to time, as long as it's used purposefully. Here is what we did last Sunday, so I give a report here. It's something we tried. I'll do this next bit. I'm going to have to drop out the background music. Give me one second. Ah, there we go. So the song, God is so good, and so on. I'm sure you know it. And so we sang that quite slowly, about that speed perhaps, and we sang just those lyrics. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good to me. Sang it twice, didn't go into the rest of the song. And then Danny was leading it, and he in Watford, and he said, let's just hum, carry on humming. So they carried on humming that while I led, while I read, rather, two scriptures about the goodness of God. For the Lord God, this is Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Lovely thought there. And Titus 3, 4 to 7, when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We did that and then went back into the song. God is so good. So it worked really well like that. Let me bring the background music back up. There we go. Now, so the key thing that made it work, I think, is firstly that as Danny started the hum and I said, look, I'm going to look at these two scriptures and they're going to help us to understand the goodness of God. And they were on screen. Putting them on screen helped. And I read them. I read them much more slowly than I did just in that example. Read them slowly and carefully. And then as we got to the end of the second scripture, I kind of timed it so that we were just about ready to go back into the song. That takes a little bit of practice. And then we went back into God is so good the second time. Again, just singing that verse twice. I think it was twice. And it was interesting that the second time I did feel the congregation connected more with the goodness of God. And then we went straight into another song. How about trying something like that? You've got a song the congregation know. You sing it, or you sing a verse, then you hum, perhaps a scripture reading or a bit of poetry that connects with the idea of the song, and then go back into singing it again, or carry on with the song, verse 2, verse 3, or something like that, and see what effect it has on your congregation as they hopefully get more into the meaning of the song itself by having this other experience of something else there. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Love to know what you think, and we learn best when we learn in community, so leave it publicly. Pass the link on to someone who might benefit if you think you know somebody who might. Leave us a review if you could. Hit the like button, subscribe to the podcast, and until the next time, I do hope that you, when you come together with all your friends and all the saints, that you find it to be the kind of experience mentioned in Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Take care, and God bless.